5 p.m. I just come outside, just about to head off, have a function tonight, and that is don't laugh, it's the Senior Citizens Christmas Dinner and Entertainment Treat, which is being held up in St. Patrick's Chapel Hall. They've got a gorgeous hall up there, and it's well run, and that's up in the nearby town of Shorts. So we get to go, the senior citizens, because we're over 60. And so we were there last year for the first time, and it was absolutely fantastic. Great service, great food, and the entertainment was absolutely brilliant. So we had a fantastic night. So just about to head off, and looking forward to getting up here, looking forward to my Christmas dinner as an OEP, a senior citizen. So what I'll do is I'll record wee bits as we go along, let you know how the night goes. Not take my Zoom, a bit bulky, a bit obvious, so end recordings will be done just as an add-on to this on my iPhone. So I'll speak again soon. Well, it's now approaching 6 p.m. on the evening, and just arrived up at the venue, as it were, at St. Patrick's Hall. Stopped off on the way up at Harthill, picked up my wife's sister, as usual. And so the three of us have arrived. I've dropped the girls off at the entrance door, and I've parked the car down a wee bit. So just going to head in now. And we're a wee bit early, to be honest with you, but I notice we've got here, and there's already quite a few cars. So we're not alone in getting here early. We're a bit all desperate for our Christmas dinner. But I'm going to go in and have a pint. I'll have more than one tonight, because Mary will be driving home. But I'm going to have a pint. And you know what they charge for a pint in here? Because it's a church club. £1.70 for a pint of beer. My God, it's brilliant. Good job I don't drink like I used to when I was young, 10 pints at a time. Now I think about 3 or 4 is a max before, just a bit too much for me. Getting on now, you know. So it's bitter cold as I head up here. It's really, but I think we may get snow tonight. We may get something anyway, because it is so blooming raw coming down from the north. Well, there we go, just approaching the door now, and I'll add wee bits as we go on through the day, or the evening, I should say. I'll let you know how the dinner goes. And then we had Christmas pudding with hot custard. Oh, it was absolutely lovely. So the entertainment will be starting soon. I've just popped outside to grab some fresh air. And it's going great. Good crowd up the night again. I'm looking forward to the rest of the evening. And from now on, 2 pints of Guinness. From now on, whiskies for the rest of the night. Otherwise, I'll be up during the night. All night. I ain't going to do that. So, speak again soon.
We've come here tonight to sing for you and to help everyone get into the Christmas mood. We hope you enjoy our singing.
Do you want to do the glasses? Yeah.
At this point, I've decided to abbreviate or remove some of the hymns and songs by the entertainer, similar to make the audio a wee bit more condensed and possibly a bit more enjoyable. We all hear far too many hymns at this time of the year, even I can say that. But the next hymn is one that was signed the sign language for the deaf people, signed by all the children where they were singing it, and it was lovely to see the whole thing. And also, it's a lovely, lovely song, lovely hymn. Well, it's now about 8:45 p.m. and we've just been entertained, absolutely entertained, by the St. Patrick's Primary School children singing hymns and singing Christmas songs, and they were absolutely wonderful, fantastic stuff. You know, takes me away back. Kind of brings a tear to my eye of my own kids singing and when they were in a primary school. Children are so full of energy and smiling and singing. Ah, dear God. Brings back so many wonderful memories. So anyway, We're now at the stage where we're waiting on the main entertainment starting, and we'll see how that goes. But I've now had two or three whiskies, so maybe I'll start to ramble a wee bit. But then again, what's new?
There'll be Marty's fun hosting marshmallows, fun toast, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing with emeralds of mere. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and old endless stories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time.
Well, it's approaching 10 p.m. now on our night here in the Senior Citizens Christmas Street. It's been a great night, to be honest with you. It's just been fun. Everybody's so nice. The food's been great. The entertainment's been good. The service has been great, and people are just so friendly. You know, can't believe it was a year since we were last here. But one thing that set me off was that the guy there just before the break for the raffle, at least 30 prizes. It's incredible. And these were all donations, by the way, and the raffle's free. Can you believe that? And I did actually win one. Gave it to Mary. I think it's a box of Thornton's chocolates or something like that. She'll give it away anyway. But the guy actually sang one song that was one of my dad's songs, and I was a wee bit choked. Probably the whiskey set me off a wee bit, but I was a wee bit choked about singing one of my dad's songs. But hey, that's all part of the night, and got over it now. So we're ready to start the second half, but I don't think we'll stay much longer. The girls are getting a wee bit weary, and maybe just want to head off home. So maybe we'll head off home maybe just after 10 p.m, quarter past 10 maybe, something like that. If I can string them out, I'm going to see if I can sweep another whiskey in maybe before I go. Yeah, once you start the whiskies. Anyway, I'll speak again soon. Maybe.
Yeah. I wanna tell you lots of things I know you're longing to hear. Come on, little darling, take my hand.
It's 11 p.m. and just arrived back home. Oh dear God! Great night. Maybe one or two more whiskies than I should have had, but it's been a great night. Dropped Mary's sister off on the way home, and got home here, and it's sleet. It's actually sleety rain, very cold, bitter. At least the car was nice and cosy. So a great night for the Senior Citizens Street at St. Patrick's in Shotts. I'm going to have a cup of tea, even though it is 11 o'clock at night. And I'm going to have a cup of tea, maybe a slice of toast before I go to bed. As I said, a wonderful night and everything free. The lot, not a penny to pay out except for your drink. And that's a wonderful... That's a wonderful thing for any parish or any community to do for us old folk. Oh my God, can't wait till next year. Actually, I've got another bash next week, but we'll talk about that later. Bye for now.